First of all, tell me your name, company, what you do.
My name is Jim Marks. I'm with Virtual Results, and we do social media strategy and web development for kind of agent teams and brokerages.
All right. The question I asked during our session here on this whole issue of ROI, which we can look at as return on investment or influence, and those are two very different things. We deal with a lot of advertising agencies today that are trying to figure out how to report and justify to their clients their investment of dollars in social media campaigns. Maybe that's with a blog or a particular network of blogs and podcasts that are employing social media mechanisms. How do you kind of answer the question of how do we show this ROI?
Well, ROI comes in a lot of ways, and it depends upon the industry you're in. Mm-hmm. But I'm still a big believer in traffic. Look, the ROI on social media will be ultimately influence and branding. But if you reach out in any branding or you reach out to try to increase your sphere of influence, a certain amount of those people, a percentage, whether that's 1, 5, or 10, is going to drive traffic to your focal point, which should be a well-designed website. So you can still look at that traffic and determine, you know, if you're trying to teach 100,000 or touch 100,000 people and none of that is turning to traffic, then your message is wrong. Mm-hmm. So I still measure traffic and conversion not as 100% ROI, but as a factor of ROI.
So looking at statistics then, which you can in terms of how many people are following me, how many visitors, unique or page views do I have on my blog, how many downloads of podcasts, et cetera. All those can kind of go into a mix that help you evaluate your investment?
Absolutely. Look, if you touch 100,000 people, you have 100,000 uniques to a page, to a Facebook page, and nobody is clicking links, nobody's downloading, nobody's going to your website and then converting, your message is wrong. Mm-hmm. So you first measure traffic, and then you measure, I would call it less conversion and more goals. Like our goals are, we know that if our brand is good, you know, 90% of these people are going to do nothing, but we're going to gain mind share. 10% of them are going to move in a direction we ask them to move, and that shows that at least we become enough of a trusted influence to use a little bit of our woofie, if you will, to drive them to a goal that we've created for them.
Well, and you mentioned goal, and I thought that was a really good point to make. It's very important to set a goal before you even embark on this social media campaign.
Number one, you've got to help your client understand the expectations of social media, set goals within those expectations, and show them results based on their goals. Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much. Enjoyed your session here at Blog World Expo.
My pleasure.